am 100% dead and absent, hit or dead.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news, New Saga, our Broadway, Living Stone, and Tucker Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News, 10 News.
Oasis Forum planned protest to proceed amid its government appeal for dialogue. Zambia moved out default status. In international news, Guinea-Bissau goes to polls with president seeking second term in election. Mokolero Andre's record first home win, and rather record first home win.
I'm fine, Tanwin Abunis, every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekhana Sakana.
The Oasis Forum has insisted that its plan, November 28th, passes, will proceed despite government's appeal for dialogue for the constitution amendment process. The confirmation comes barely 48 hours when Information and Media Minister Cornelius Muta urged civil society and the church to consider abandoning the planned speech process. Instead, the forum yesterday announced that its planned protest against Constitution Amendment Bill 7 will go ahead as slated. From Chairperson Beauty Kateve said in a statement that the notification was delivered directly to the Inspector General of Police after Lusaka Province Commissioner refused to receive it. The standoff sets the stage for a potentially tense situation as the firm pushes forward with a mass march from Freedom Statue to State House on November 28, 2025, despite growing pressure from government and cautionary statements from the police. The Oasis Forum revealed that it notified police on November 10th of its intention to hold the march, describing Bill 7 as rushed, non-inclusive and election-centered.
Within a separate development, government has welcomed the S&P Global Ratings decision to upgrade the country's long- and short-term foreign currency sovereign credit ratings to CCC Plus from C, from SD / SD with a stable outlook. Government says this action confirms Zambia's exit from default status. The upgrade is a major milestone in the country's economic reconstruction journey and a clear signal of renewed international confidence in the reform program being implemented. Government further explains that the rating reflects the steady fiscal discipline, strengthened policy credibility, and decisive measures taken to resolve the debt overhang that has constrained Zambia's economic activity since 2020. S&P's rating action further affirms the improving macroeconomic and institutional landscape, driven by tangible progress in restructuring external debt, the resilience of the mining sector, and the stabilization of inflation expectations.
In another development, economist Kelvin Tsanga has urged governments to exercise caution in the ongoing maize and millet export programs to avoid compromising domestic supply, stressing that the country is recovering from the previous harvest season, which did not perform well. Speaking in an interview with Power FM and Cover Belt News Bureau, Mr. Tsanga noted that although government has set an export target of 167,000 metric tons of millet meal, 50,000 tons of millet meal have been exported so far. The export program comes at a critical time for the country and must be approached with strict limits to avoid compromising domestic supply. Mr. Tsanga further said the export decisions must be well coordinated so that domestic supply and demand are not disturbed by increased export pressure, stressing if exports are not properly controlled, the country risks creating upward pressure on local millet prices. Emphasize the need to ensure sufficient maize stocks remain available because Zambia is coming from a recovery period in which the previous harvest did not meet both local and regional demand. Mr. Tsanga further said maintaining a strong responsive policy framework in the coming months will be crucial to avoid cost increase.
The aspect to do with exports, which has presented with a target of 107,000 metric tons, it's something that has to be taken with very conscious mind. Because when we are talking of exporting maize crushed or minimum, of which the government is targeting 7,000 tons. This comes at a very important and critical moment for countries' food security outlook. It is important we have a manageable scale and also have some notable limits that we need to work with in order to balance it up with the domestic supply. Obviously, Zambia is coming from a recovery process where we had reduced the maize output, of which the harvest was not able to give that quantifiable benefit of interplay into the regional market.
President Hakka in the HMI last week disclosed that Zambia's maize seed exports have doubled from 27,000 metric tons in 2021 to more than 53,000 metric tons in 2024, with the country successfully entering the European seed market through the Seed Control and Certification Institute, SCCI.
In international news, people voted on Sunday in Guinea-Bissau's presidential and legislative elections, with incumbent President Umaro Sisko Embalo seeking a second term. The polls come at a critical time in West Africa where democracy has recently been challenged by several disputed polls. Embalo is facing off against 11 other presidential candidates, including Fernando Diaz, a relative political newcomer. He is backed by former Prime Minister Domingo Simões Pereira, who is the leader of the main opposition party that led the fight for independence from Portugal. Both Pereira and his African Party for the Independence of Guinea and Cape Verde Party were barred from taking part in the polls after the authorities said they had failed to submit the application on time.
Still in international news, with the strike of the symbolic Gavel South Africa and President Cyril Ramaphosa on Sunday, closed the first G20 summit to be held in the African continent. The gathering broke with tradition by issuing a leader's declaration on the opening day of talks despite fierce opposition from the United States. It has been critical of the South African agenda for the G20 that largely focused on climate change and global wealth inequality. Ramaphosa said the declaration from the weekend summit reflects a renewed commitment to multilateral cooperation. In his closing speech, Ramaphosa said the summit had taken place at a crucial time as calls around the world grew louder for progress on the imperatives of our time. This included ending poverty in all its forms and ramifications, reducing inequality within the unmanaged countries, and taking urgent action to combat climate change. He said the declaration showed that their shared goals outweigh their differences and also to commit them to concrete actions to improve the lives of people all over the world. With initial breaking in with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smart watches, waveforms, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones, Yatuma Bagai. Now will be available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno, let's take more.
Say hello to original.
From Osaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Nicolino Wanderers yesterday faced off against Concola Blades within a match week 12 encounter at Simba Stadium. Nicolino Wanderers is coming in the match without a home victory pressure, which is mounting from them from the home fans as they demanded for their first home victory. First half ended in a stalemate. Before the start of the second half, Nicolino Wanderers made a substitution with George Mandu, replaced by Joseph Tembwa, rather Tumbwe. Waves of pressure eventually paid off for Mufulira Wanderers as John Foloko, with a beautiful pass to Joseph Mumbi, hit an outstanding strike within the 65th minute that gave the Wanderers the lead and sent Simba Stadium into a frenzy mood. Before Concola Blades could settle, substitute Chengo Chilea with some incredible pass fouled, or fouled actually, within the 18th box, leading to a penalty for Mufulira Wanderers. Navy employees stepped up, cool and calm, slotted it in for Mufleur Andres to double the lead in 4 minutes. Next up, Mufleur Andres traveled to Quito to face Mutombo Stars at Arthur Davis Stadium on Sunday. And on that sporting note, we have come to the end of the morning news. For more upfront and reliable news, do follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here's a recap of the headlines once again. Oasis Forum planned protest to proceed a minister government appeal for dialogue.
Zambian exiles support status. In international news, Didi Bissau goes to court with President Sekine Setenzen.